Good afternoon. These are the answers to Science, Chapter B2 on Force and Motion, and this is the answer guide to the study guide for the chapter. Again, this is for Unit B, Chapter 2. So the first 13 questions are true and false questions. You were to mark them true or false, and then if they were false, you were to correct them. Number one. Forces can make objects stop or start moving, slow down, speed up, or change direction. That is true. Number two was done for you. Number three, friction exists whenever two objects rub against each other. That is true. Number four, friction causes objects to move faster or fly higher. False. To make that correct, you would need to say friction causes objects to slow down or stop. Number five, when you begin to slide down a slide, kinetic energy is converted into energy of motion. That again is false. It should not be kinetic energy is converted into energy of motion. It should say potential energy is converted into energy of motion. Number six, potential energy can be converted into kinetic energy. True. Remember, the word converted means changed, so that's a good thing to remember. Number seven, a car's engine works because of mechanical energy. True. Number eight, when you walk very slowly, you are doing work. True. Because that is movement. Number nine, a wheel and axle is an example of a simple machine. True. Number 10. A motorcycle is an example of a complex machine. True. 11. Astronauts weigh less on the moon than on Earth because the moon has less gravity than Earth. True. 12. A child who is swinging upward has the most potential energy. False. As they are swinging upward, they have kinetic energy, not potential. Number 13, you are doing work when you move something. True. Turning to the next page, we are moving on to multiple choice answers. Number 11, a push or pull that makes an object change movement. That is a force, letter E. Number 12, the force that pulls two objects towards each other. That is gravity, letter B as in boy. Number 13, the tendency of a moving object to keep moving or a resting object to stay at rest. That is inertia, letter I. 14, a force that slows down moving objects. That is friction, letter H. 15, the ability to do work. That would be, I have to look at the list just a moment, the ability to do work. I'm going to guess that is potential energy. Maybe that's energy. I'm sorry. That's energy, letter A. 16, energy of motion. That is kinetic energy, F. What happens when a force makes an object move? That's work, letter C. Something that makes work easier is number 18, and that is a machine, letter J. Number 19, a short essay. You are trying to move a heavy rock. What simple machines could you use to make this task easier? There are several. You might use a wedge to lift the rock. You might put it in a wheelbarrow, which would be combining a wheel and axle. You might roll it up a ramp, which would be an inclined plane. And you may have another good answer. Make sure to check with me if I didn't list one of yours. Number 20. Two children of equal size and strength are having a tug of war. If you are the judge of the contest, how can you tell if either of them has done any work? Well, you have to know that work is shown when you use a force or some type of force, which is a push or a pull, and the object moves. So usually in tug of war, there is a flag. And if you are watching the flag, if the flag is moving, whichever direction it is moving would be the children that are working. So if it's moving to the right, the children on the right are having more work done. If it's moving to the left, then the children in the left are doing more work. 21. If two children are lifting boxes that differ in mass, how could you measure which child was doing more work? Well, I would assume if they're different in mass, we know that that means that they don't weigh the same and one is heavier than the other. You would have to judge if they moved in the same distance, then the child who's moving the heavier box is doing more work because you would have to apply more force to move at the same distance. That would be the easiest way to decide. 22. Explain how kinetic and potential energy work together when you swing on a swing or slide down a slide. Well, if you're sliding down a slide, you have potential energy at the top because you are stopped, but you have the potential or the ability to go down. So, when you are moving down the slide and in motion, that is kinetic energy. When you're on a swing, you have potential energy at the back of your swing when you are high and the front of the swing when you are high. Kinetic energy is when you are actually moving through the air. Numbers 23, 24, and 25, you need to look in your book in the last section, B3, to find several. Oh, well, it wouldn't even be 24 and 25 would be in section B3. 23 is going to be in section B2. Look for examples there, or you can also come check with me and I will check off your individual examples because they are too numerous for me to mention here. Good luck. Now that you have this study guide corrected with all the correct answers, make sure to study this for our test on Friday. Good luck!